It's the Friday Morning Show on member-supported KEXE KBXE. I'm Heidi Holton with John Bauer. Paul Thiessen grew up in Bloomington, Minnesota. He graduated from Harvard University and then earned his law degree from the University of Chicago Law School. In his public life, Paul has served in the Minnesota House of Representatives, and he served as Speaker of the Minnesota House. He also ran for governor in 2010 and 2018. And in April of 2018, Governor Mark Dayton appointed Paul to the Minnesota Supreme Court. Now he's announcing his re-election bid for the court, and he has virtual town halls planned, including one for the Grand Rapids Itasca County area tomorrow. Justice Paul Thiessen joins us now. Good morning. Thanks for being back on KEXE KBXE.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
How's everything up there?
It is good. Steamy.
Is it okay? Same here.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. So I am so curious what it's like to go from serving the public as a legislator to becoming a Supreme Court justice.
Well, that's a really good question, and it's a very different job. It's a similar job in the sense that you are trying to serve Minnesotans and reflect Minnesota's values, but it's the job of the legislature and of a legislator is to make the laws, right? To hear what problems people are facing and to try to work with colleagues to come up with solutions, balancing out different interests, that kind of thing. And the job of a judge or a justice is to make sure that you're following the intent of the legislature. You know, we're not there to make new laws in that sense. We're there to follow what the legislature has said through statutes and through the law. And so it's a very different job in that regard. It's also different, and one of the things I really like about it is, the legislature is so you're always reacting to things that are happening. In this job, you actually get some time to sit back and really think through the issue, and I really like that part of it as well, because I think it, leads us in some ways to better decisions.
Paul, this is John Bauer. You served in the legislature as a Democrat. Are justices nonpartisan?
Yes, in several ways. First, the election is nonpartisan, and secondly, we work very hard, and I personally, because kind of my previous history, worked very hard to make sure that what we're doing is applying the law in a nonpartisan way, and we have a lots of kind of guardrails to help us do that. We are a court that has basically our court has existed since the beginning of statehood, and we speak as a court. And so we have precedent of old cases that we rely on that kind of bind us. Again, like I said before, our job is to interpret the statutes and to follow what the legislature said. And, the good news on our court is we have a very much of a culture of trying to come up with consensus and collegiality. So even though we have people appointed by Governor Plenty and by Governor Dayton, we had unanimous decisions in over 80% of our cases. So we work very hard to kind of come together to common ground because we want to speak as far as we can as a single court for the people of Minnesota, knowing that our decisions, could be cited, 50, 60 years from now.
Have you had it happen? You've been there 2 years, that any of the laws that you are interpreting, you may have had a hand in making?
Yeah. Nothing that's actually been like a law where I was the author of the law. But certainly we've had to interpret laws that I voted on, many of which, quite frankly, I don't remember having voted on. And I also have to say one of the things that have been a little bit striking is, even though we work very hard in the legislature to try to write the law as clearly as possible, I do get embarrassed sometimes at, when I'm trying to interpret it now, how sometimes the legislature does leave things kind of gray and not quite as crystal clear as you would like. But, I've never had one where I was, the author of the law.
So I'm going to ask you a naive question. You said you love your job because it gives you time to think. How do you guys do that? Are you always in a group? Do you get time to just be by yourself and think about the subject?
Yeah, there's seven of us on the court, and much of my time is actually spent more by myself. So we each kind of, the way it works is, we get the chance to grant review, so we in many ways get to choose the cases we take because they're statewide importance. And so once we take a case, the lawyers will file their briefs, And each judge, each justice will kind of read through the briefs, read through the law, and kind of come up with an idea of how they want to decide the case on their own, each of us. And then we meet together, all seven of us, for what we call oral argument, or where the lawyers come in and, you know, kind of make, they have a half an hour to make their pitch and to explain why they think their client should win. That's really the first time that we are all together hearing the case together and hearing what, you know, the questions each other is asking. And then immediately after that, we go into a room, just the seven of us together, and go around the table, and each gets to speak as long as they want without interruption about how they would, each of us would decide the case. And then we discuss it. So we prepare the cases on our own, and it's really only after oral argument, when we get in that room, that all seven of us get together to talk about, you know, how we think the case should come out and the reasons. And that's where we work very hard to kind of reach a consensus around, you know, what makes the most sense, what's most consistent with the law. Did that answer the question?
Yeah, it did. Okay. It did. You painted a good picture. Thank you.
We're talking with Minnesota Supreme Court Justice Paul Thiessen this morning on KEXE, KBXE. So far in the Supreme Court, what are some of the experiences that have stood out most to you?
Well, I mean, we get a lot of, we probably have a majority of criminal cases, of the cases that we take. And those can be really hard cases, I think. And mostly, two things, I guess, I would say to answer your question. The first thing is, the hardest cases to me are the ones where you know, when you're reading kind of the story of the case, because that's really what a case is, right? It's a story of two people and they get into disputes oftentimes. And especially in these criminal cases where you can see that moment where, had someone made a different decision, it would have gone a different way, and you wouldn't have the pain for the victim and the victim's family. You wouldn't have the consequences for the defendant. And it's, you know, you can, those moments where you can just see, oh, if a different decision had just been made right then, so much, things would be so much better. And those, that's what really surprisingly kind of has stuck with me as I've done these cases. And then you have to go and decide the case based on the facts as they occurred. But I just see that so often. And the second thing that has been striking to me, is I knew we were going to be deciding cases as a court. I mean, that's kind of what people think about. But the state Supreme Court actually has the administrative responsibility for the whole court system in Minnesota as well, because of separation of powers. And so there's a lot of kind of administrative things that we can do, how we set up the rules of the court, programs we put in place like drug courts and mental health courts, that can actually increase access to justice and making sure that people get their day in court and have their voice heard. And to me, that's been really eye-opening and exciting, because we do have a problem in Minnesota, whether you're, you know, a person of color, or if you live in greater Minnesota oftentimes because of transportation costs or other things, or if you don't have as much money as someone else, you do have more struggles getting your voice heard in court. And for the legitimacy of the court and to make sure we're doing justice, that's something that I've paid a lot of attention to and want to continue to do. What can we do to make our courts more accessible to everybody in Minnesota so that they get their rights adjudicated fairly and justly?
So judges on ballots come November. Elections are often the places we don't know what to do with. How do you recommend votes make a decision when it comes to judges?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think one of the good things these days is the existence of the Internet. And so you can go and you know, most, you know, we have a website that you can visit, and most judges, you know, have some presence there where you can go and find out. But it is a different thing, because you're not voting for someone because of their stance on political issues. You know, judges don't take political positions in that sense. So I think the things I've looked for in the past, you know, are experience, you know, as a judge, but more so experience in the legal field. You know, what's the breadth of this person's experience arguing cases before the court? The different types of cases that you've handled. You know, so I've been a public defender in my life, so I've dealt with the criminal law. I worked for 25 years working with companies in Minnesota, large and small, kind of representing them in litigation and also in regulatory types of matters. So that experience, I think, is important. And then looking at what other people say about the person's demeanor, you know, are they fair? Are they ethical? You know, what does the Bar Association, the group of lawyers in Minnesota, they actually take a vote sometime in August or September where they kind of choose between the different candidates in the contested races and say who they would support. That's a pretty good objective test. So there are sources that you can go to, but you know what judges do is, you know, you want someone that's going to be fair. You want someone that has a breadth of experience that can bring that to the to their decisions. That's going to be impartial. That kind of can bring some wisdom to the cases. Those are the things that you're really looking for in a judge. And you know, so that's I guess what I would say people should think about. And also just remember to turn over the ballot, because judges are usually on the backside. So don't just stop after your, you know, president and senator and state representative, but flip it over so you make sure that you're voting for the judges as well.
Yeah, this is going to be a really big election season. There's with all the legislators up for re-election, as well as presidential. I want to hear a little bit about these virtual town halls. They start tomorrow with the Grand Rapids and Itasca County area. Tell us what you have in mind and who is invited.
Well, everybody is invited, and it's going to be a Zoom virtual town hall. So if people go to the website at paultiessen.com, the kind of right on the front page is the information about how to join the Zoom meeting. Or on my Facebook page, the information is there as well. And so everybody's invited, and we really wanted to get out and do all of this in person, but with, you know, everything that's going on, that's becoming challenging. So we're trying to do this virtually, but really what it's about is a little bit of education, kind of talking some of the things we've talked about today, what courts do, and why it's important for people to vote in these judicial elections. And then secondly, really, and most importantly, it's to hear from people about what their experience with the courts have been. I do think that, you know, this is part of this issue of making sure there's access to justice, people's voices are heard. Hearing, you know, the challenges that people have, the good and bad experiences that people have had with the judicial system, answer questions that they might have about how to get their cases heard. It's really about trying to engage people and help us understand and be more transparent about how we can do our job better as courts to make sure that we're serving them. And we're, because at the end of the day, that's what our courts are, like any other part of government. You know, we're there to kind of serve a purpose for people, which is to help them resolve their disputes and to make sure that they feel like they were treated fairly and listened to. And that's what we want. That's what this discussion is going to be about.
That's Minnesota Supreme Court Justice Paul Thiessen. You can find information. We're putting a link right now on our Facebook page to his Facebook page so you can find out how to get involved in this Zoom tomorrow morning. Or go to his website, Paul Thiessen, Thiessen.com. Thanks so much for your time today.
Well, thank you so much, and have a great day.
You too. This is the Friday morning show where we're finding out about things we don't always know a lot about. And he wants to hear from you, it sounds like, how the justice system has affected you, what you think could be better. Might be a really interesting thing to do on a Saturday morning.
Sure does.
Yeah, we'll put a link right now at our Facebook page. And thanks so much for tuning in to the Friday morning show. We want to hear from folks this morning, don't we?
Yeah, it's New Member Friday. Give us a call, 800-662-5799. I'll sprint over and take your pledge, or you can just do it online at kaxe.org.